Lotus Lantern. Long, long ago, Sanshen Mu, a beautiful goddess, fell in love with a mortal, Liu Yanchang. She secretly went down to the mortal world and married him. They lived a happy life. Later, Liu Yanchang wanted to take the imperial exam in the capital city. Before he left, he gave Sanshen Mu a piece of aloes wood, or Chenxiang, and said, "I will be away for several months. When our child is born, please name him Chenxiang." "I will," Sanshen Mu said. Liu Yanchang did very well in the exam. He was sent to Yangzhou as an official. But meanwhile, Sanshen Mu was in trouble. Her elder brother, God Erlang, was very angry with her marriage. "How can a goddess marry a mortal? I will take her back to heaven." But Sanshen Mu didn't want to go back to heaven. And since she had a very powerful lotus lantern, she believed that nobody could take her back by force. God Erlang knew the power of the lotus lantern, so he ordered his dog to steal the lantern when Sanshen Mu was sleeping, and then put Sanshen Mu under Huashan Mountain. There, Sanshen Mu gave birth to a son and named him Chenxiang. Sanshen Mu thought that she couldn't take good care of Chenxiang in the dark cave, so she asked her maid, Ling Zhi, to take Chenxiang to his dad in Yangzhou. At the age of 7, Chenxiang learned his mother's story from neighbors. "Mum has been suffering so much. I must go there and rescue her." "Chenxiang, we are mortals. How can we fight against the gods?" his father sighed. "Anyway, I will do my best to rescue my mum," Chenxiang said. One day, Chenxiang left home for Huashan Mountain without letting his father know. Chenxiang met a lot of difficulties on his way. He climbed over the snow-covered mountains, walked across the endless desert, went through the Ghost Valley, and was injured in the thorn bushes. But none of these could stop him. "Mum, I'm coming to rescue you." 1 year later, Chenxiang finally arrived at Huashan Mountain. There were so many peaks, he didn't know where his mother was. He couldn't help crying. God Thunderbolt heard Chenxiang's cry and decided to help him. "Chenxiang, you are still too young. To rescue your mother, you need to learn Kung Fu first. I will be your master," he said to Chenxiang. "Thank you so much, master. I will work hard. I will rescue my mum as soon as possible." God Thunderbolt taught Chenxiang all kinds of skills. Chenxiang was very smart and hardworking. He made great progress. He finished his studies when he was 16. Then he said goodbye to God Thunderbolt and went to Huashan Mountain. "You may have to fight against your uncle, God Erlang. This axe can help you." God Thunderbolt gave Chenxiang a divine axe. Chenxiang came to Huashan Mountain again. He cried loudly, "Mum, Mum, where are you?" "Chenxiang, my son!" Sanshen Mu was very excited when she heard Chenxiang. Then she said to her maid, Ling Zhi, "Tell Chenxiang to plead with his uncle and try to get the lotus lantern back." Then Chenxiang flew to heaven and pleaded with God Erlang to set his mother free. But God Erlang did not agree. Your mother broke the rule of heaven. How dare you ask me for that? I will teach you a lesson. Then God Arlang started to fight with Chen Xiang. God Taibai heard the fight. He sent four goddesses to take a look. The goddesses thought that God Arlang shouldn't fight his nephew, and Chen Xiang was a dutiful son. So they helped Chen Xiang secretly. Chen Xiang defeated God Arlang and got the lotus lantern back. Chen Xiang came to Huashan Mountain again to look for his mother. But soon, God Arlang came with his dog. He said, Chen Xiang, your mother broke the rule of heaven. I will never set her free. You can never rescue her. With the help of his dog, God Arlang became stronger. Chen Xiang was almost hurt. At this moment, Chen Xiang remembered the lotus lantern. His mother told him that it could defeat anybody. Thus, he took out the lotus lantern quickly and held it above his head. The lantern shined brightly. The light gave Chen Xiang great power. God Arlang was defeated and he fled. Having defeated God Arlang, Chen Xiang still couldn't find his mother. He felt very hungry and tired, but he kept looking for his mother in the mountain. The mountain god was moved by Chen Xiang. He told Chen Xiang that his mother was at the lotus peak. So Chen Xiang held the axe high and hit the peak heavily. The peak fell apart. After 16 years, San Sheng Mu finally met her son. They held each other tightly. At this moment, the lotus lantern shined again. The world looked so bright and beautiful. From then on, Chen Xiang and his parents lived happily together.